Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Technical difficulties won't hold us back this week.
Who started clinking with forks?
John's had a rough week.
James hired a voice acting Scottish woman.
We got jokes.
The story contest is still on, so submit your stories at thatstory.show.
Trombolzi's got a lot of cash.
James has an amazing hat.
James is silent but deadly at work.
Ollie's dad is genius.
Cassie's coach offers to tie her shoes.
James doesn't want to eat a chicken that had a dream.
PSA, don't go snipe hunting.
We have our weekly contest winner. Submit your entry at thatstory.show.
All this and more on this week's episode of That Story Show. Let's do it!
Rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
This episode is brought to you by our patrons like the driver, Vanessa Trapnell, Wicknick, and Wes Richards, who support the show via Patreon. Get more content, ad-free listening, swag, and more. Visit supportthatstoryshow.com to get started.
Johnny Dollar. Oh, hey there, Ed. Long time no talk. No case right now. Just getting ready to listen to the clean comedy podcast called That Story Show.
Hey! This is That Story Show, people!
Hallelujah!
Who's watching?
Hey, who's cooking pizza?
I turned into a bat. I flew into this lady's house. I left her some guano.
Hey, podcast people, this is That Story Show, the show that puts your real-life stories into the spotlight. It's episode 440, brought to you the week of March 23rd, 2023. I'm your host. My name is James Kinnison, and my good friend is here.
Hey, James, that's me. I'm John, and that's not important right now. But you know what, James? I found out something.
What?
That I really want to share with you.
Oh.
You know what they call it when you can't sleep at night, and all you can do is eat?
Arachnophobia. No, I don't know.
I found out what it's called. It's called insomnomnomnomnomnomnomphobia. I mean, anomnia. Dang it, I messed that one up. Crap. Insomnomnomnomnomnia. That's what it's called.
I like phobia better. I messed it up for you, John. I take complete credit for that. I'm sorry. Oh
no, it's okay. It's all right. We'll deal with that.
I just want to say sorry to everyone for no show last week. We had technical issues up until this very episode. It almost didn't happen, people. I don't know what's going on, but somebody must be living right because everything's worked out at the last minute. We hit record and boom, here it goes. So let's not waste any time. Let's rewind the week.
Rewinding.
Okay, so John, I gotta ask because I don't want to offend anybody if this is a cultural thing. Is there any culture that you know of that, but right before they eat, they click their forks together like they're saying cheers before they eat?
No, that sounds like a hipster kind of thing.
Okay, that's what I thought, because we were sitting at a Thai place, and these two millennials are sitting over there. They might even be younger than millennials. I don't know. They were in their 20s. And they're just talking and stuff, and their food comes out, and they go, "Ooh, this looks good." You know, I'm not listening to what they're saying, but that's the kind of shoulder message I'm getting when they're moving their shoulders around. Like, ooh, ooh,
body
ooh.
Language.
Yeah, this looks so good. And they said, well, you know, I mean, they didn't say this, but their body language said, well, let's dive in. And they clink their forks together.
Like, their own forks? Or like
each of them had a fork, and they reached across the table and clicked them together. And then began to eat at the same time. It reminded me of a family saying a prayer before they ate. It was like, let's do this, and here we go. Click. you know,
this is our habit that we do before we consume our food. We click our forks.
Yeah.
We clink it.
Oh, I don't know what that's about, but I was so afraid to say anything on the show because it might be somebody going to come back and be like, you know, Eskimos freaking do that. And you are offending my people. And I'd be like, oh man, I don't even know any Eskimos. I sure didn't want to offend them or anything if they click their forks together. But
yeah.
Anyway, it was almost like a toast. And I'm just like, I don't, that's weird because I'm old now and I get annoyed at everything. And that was mine. So click your forks together.
Click your forks. Maybe it is something. And if you're listening right now and that is a thing for you, please let us know so that we can be in the loop.
Let us know what that is and who started it. I bet it was somebody on YouTube or Insta. You know,
I totally did it, man. I totally clicked my fork on accident and they said, let's do it. I got the thing.
Is there anybody in our chat room that has ever heard of this or seen this or done this? Nobody's
probably not.
No, never heard of it. Good. So I can make fun of it then. It's dumb. Don't do that. I finally have clearance. It's the dumbest thing I ever saw. You might as well pick up some of your food and slap your neighbor's food with it. Just, you know, tangle up a noodle and then eat it from each side. Come together in the middle like the dogs in Lady and the Tramp and smooch over your food. Why don't you?
That could be interesting. That could be interesting.
Yeah, just a clink of the fork. You're not dedicated enough to liking your food. You have to get in there, put your mouth down in it, pick up a big slurp, and spit it at your partner from across the table. That's how
if it's if it's supposed to be maybe like a toast kind of thing, right? You know, because when you toast each other, you click your cheers, your glasses or whatever.
Yeah.
If you do that, then you have to have food on your fork, right?
It would seem so. Yeah, like we're celebrating this food. This one's going out to the brothers that didn't make it, you know, and you pour out a little noodle on the ground. And, you know, if we're going the whole way. Emmy Lou in the chat room had dinner with me and my wife, and it was her husband and her kids just the other week. And she's mentioning in the chat room how weird it would be if she had raised her fork to me. I wouldn't have known what to do because I had never seen it before. I had dinner after that and saw the clinking. But I think it's something that only people who are like dating do. Or maybe it's just those two people. Maybe they're the only ones in the world to do it.
If I go downtown Atlanta sometime, I'll keep an eye out for that to see if other Gen Zs are also clicking forks.
Clinking their forks together. And you have to have a metal fork to make it work. A plastic fork's not going to clink properly.
That's true.
Yeah, you might snap off a tine. And then where would you be with a three-tine fork? You know?
No, you'd only eat three-fourths as much as you typically do.
It's now a pitchfork, you know?
It's a pitchfork.
Yeah. You're eating with the devil's utensils. So anyway, that's all I got. Mine was kind of dumb. So I ranted about freaking people clicking their forks together.
Fair enough. Well, I had a pretty crappy week.
Oh,
I'm not going to rant.
Mine was crappy.
I'm going to rant. Yeah.
Rant.
Get
it out.
So Friday last week was my birthday.
Oh,
yes. I turned 48 years old.
Happy birthday.
Hey, thank you. But I had to go to work, right?
Oh.
Which I mean it's life, right? We work. And I don't like to make a
That's
big like deal out of it.
That's like the opposite of a fork clink.
Yeah, it is. It's like getting
slapped in the head with a spoon.
Yeah, that's exactly
it's
what
it
was.
Your birthday. Bonk. Go to work.
So that's not a big deal, right? So just having to go to work or whatever,
big deal.
It's fine. You know, nobody threw a party for me or anything like that, which kind of stunk. But I just want you to feel sorry for me.
I do. I want to go burn down your building.
No, just kidding. But here's where what made it crappy. So I have chickens, right? Yeah. I had chickens. So something, one of them died a couple weeks ago, and I think she was just old, one of the hens.
Okay.
And then, like birthday time, the other three hens, one of them disappeared.
Oh.
One of them got its head chewed off, and the other one was just dead in the yard.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, what the heck, man? What's going on here? And my poor rooster's like, I don't have anybody to hang out with anymore. So he was just, you know, surviving and whatnot. So yesterday,
the rooster's not making eye contact anymore. I may have paid off some people. Anyway, sorry.
Oh man, he was the best rooster. He was so kind, and you know, he wasn't the typical jerk rooster.
He wasn't like much of a protector though.
Well, yeah, I guess not. Well, and he's gone now too. Because yesterday when I got home, he was out in the yard with only half of his being, and I had to lay him to rest in the backyard.
Well, most
as
of
well.
Him.
Yeah, the half of him that was still there. Some jerk wildlife has decided to eat all of my chickens. So that stinks.
Yes,
and I'm kind of ticked off about it.
I would be too.
A little bit bummed. From what I can tell, I think it's the raccoons.
Yes, they'll do it.
Because, yeah, they just kind of like, oh, I'm just going to eat the soft parts and the part in the middle, and then that's it. I'm leaving the rest.
Yeah.
Jerk raccoons. I'm going to make a hat. No, that's what I'm going to do. I'm gonna pretend like I catch the raccoon, and I'm going to have James make a hat out of it.
There you go.
There we go. So if you see me wearing a raccoon hat,
yeah, you'll know.
Yeah, that one's homegrown, if you know what I mean.
Poor chickens. You know,
I know my rooster was the best. He was so. I felt so sorry for him. Like he just wandered around in the yard.
Can I ask?
You know?
Can I ask you a question? Did they have names?
Yeah.
That's even worse.
Yeah, they were kind. They were like pets. The rooster's name was Elvis.
Oh.
Yeah.
You named him after a dead guy. What was the other ones?
I had a barred hen, Plymouth Rock, which is, you know, that black and white speckled.
Yeah.
Her name was Betsy. James named her.
Betsy Ross is dead, too.
Betsy, yep. And then we had one named Charlotte. She was kind of like she was an Easter egger as well.
Aww.
I'm an Americana. They call them, and then the other one's name was Cleopatra. Cleopatra, we raised from an egg.
This is terrible.
She was the offspring. Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Well, next time I'm eating, I'll raise a fork.
Raise
to
a
your
fork,
chickens. In honor of them, I'll dump out a little bit of my food on the ground.
Crack an egg, and just let the white part of the yolk. Just let it go.
Oh man! Oh,
so yeah.
That's the worst.
That's a bummer, right?
Yeah.
I just brought it down, made it all about me and my sad.
No, this is the place for it. It's a comedy podcast, but by God, if you had a bad week, you could say it.
Yeah.
Stagum chickens. The
chickens died.
They should be able to take care of themselves a little bit, though. You got to put a little bit of the blame on the chicken himself.
Yeah, well, you know, they're
dumb. They stood there and they're like, hey, what are you? And
that's,
you know,
that's,
the raccoon came up.
True.
Raccoon's like, I'm going to give you a shoulder rub from the front, you know? And they're like, oh, that sounds great. That sounds awesome.
Here, look inside my mouth while I bite your head off.
Gosh.
That's what the raccoon said.
I
feel a children's book coming on. I need to write it.
Cleopatra and the very bad, no good, very bad day.
Yeah.
You know,
so. Yeah. She's the one that disappeared altogether.
Oh, like, she's living out in the wild, dude. She
might be.
She's surviving. She
might have flown the coop.
She's surviving like Bo Peep did in Toy Story 4. She's out there flipping around doing tricks and crap. So,
yeah.
She's out there getting revenge for Elvis and all the others.
That's right.
Betsy. Anyway,
Betsy and Charlotte.
First of all, let me cheer you up with this. Let me cheer you up. This audio will cheer you up. I've already played it, but I'm going to play it again.
Rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
You know you love that.
I thought something sounded a little different. Where did you find that?
I got it online, I did.
Did you? Is that Irish?
Yes. No. It's Scottish. It's Scottish. I hired an Irish girl, and her accent wasn't thick enough, and I'm like, I want freaking Brave. That's what I want.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you know, I want that. And so I looked up where Brave came from, and they're like, the Scottish Highlands. I'm like, I'm hiring a Scottish lady.
She did it
the first time.
Rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
Yeah.
Rated E for everyone. I like how she pronounces that.
E for everyone, 10 and up. Anyway.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's tell some jokes.
Okay.
All right. Old people at weddings used to poke at me and say, you're next. So I started doing the same thing to them at funerals.
Oh, that's good. You're next. It's you.
Yeah.
Holy cow, man.
Speaking of which, this isn't on the list, but I'm sorry and I apologize are pretty much the same thing to say unless you're at a funeral.
I'm sorry and I apologize?
Yeah.
The same thing to say.
Yeah.
It makes them different.
Well, I apologize at a funeral would mean you were to blame somehow.
Oh, anyway. Oh man.
Like, I'm sorry just says the same thing, but
I'm so sorry for
your loss. I apologize takes ownership a little bit. So, yeah.
I apologize for your loss.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what? Why are you apologizing? Well, if April showers bring May flowers, what do May flowers bring? Pilgrims.
Pilgrims.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was from Stephen, one of our listeners. So
That's good.
Yeah.
That's when I've been. I learned that one back in grade school.
Well, so did Stephen, apparently. So anyway, I like jokes about steaks if they're well done.
Yeah. Oh. You're next.
You're next. Oh, man. Yeti laughed anyway. My wife told me to take the spider out instead of killing him. So we went out, had a few drinks. Nice guy. He's a web designer.
He likes to bet. He's a web designer. Hey, take him out instead of killing him.
Yes.
All right, man.
Here we go. Going out.
I wonder if he clinks his fork.
Yeah, 8 times, you know. How many legs does a spider have? 6 or 8. Okay. What's the best possible gift you can ever buy? A broken drum. Nobody can beat that.
Oh. Oh.
That one hurts. It's a good one. It's a good one, a broken drum, because you can't beat it.
It is good. It is.
I invented a mind-controlled air freshener. My wife said it was dumb, but it makes sense when you think about it.
Sorry, that one caught me in the end there. It makes sense when you think about it.
Yeah.
Do you have that? Do you have your crowd of kids that is? Oh,
yeah, they're actually here. I just point at them and they.
It makes sense when you think about it.
Yeah. All right. So a weasel walks into a bar and the bartender says, "Wow, I've never served a weasel before. What do weasels drink?" Pop goes the weasel. And with that, we are done with our jokes.
Makes sense when you think about it.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You're next.
Quick announcement. Weekly story contest. You know about it. We give away $50 a week. We're ending our preview here in a couple of weeks because we said we were going to try it for 2 months.
Yeah.
So send in your story over at thatstory.show. Yes, you heard me right. We have a brand new domain. thatstory.show. And click on submit a story and you can win $50. You can breathe out now, John.
Okay. Sorry, that was amazing. We got a new domain name, thatstory.show.
I know. I didn't even know it existed. And I was like, that's so dang cool, that story.show. So, yeah, submit your short stories at that story.show. And stories via email or voicemail are not being considered at this time. But we are doing this contest, and people are winning cash through PayPal.
Big
so
money.
Go in there and submit your story. And we have a little bit of thing for the last from the past segment. So. All right. This is awesome. It comes to us from a gentleman named Mr. Raker. I hope I'm saying that right. And he says, hi, this is Trumbizzle from Discord. I'm an elementary school music teacher in San Antonio, Texas. I've listened to every episode of that story show. And I was intrigued a while back when you sang your original song, A Nickel and a Dime and a Quarter and a Penny.
Yeah.
So I do a lesson with my second graders about coins, but the song that goes with it is a bit of a dud. So when I heard your song, I vowed to substitute it for the one in the curriculum. And last week was the week to do the lesson on coins, so I used it. And James, I can only say that it was a huge hit. I know this is way too long to play on the show, but I hope you listen to the whole thing. I did. The energy and enthusiasm is bursting from the kids' little hearts, and the solo singers just about melted my heart when I heard them. I hope this makes your day brighter when you hear how your composition has touched these kids' lives. Thank you so much, and sing some more kids' songs on the show, and I'll see what I can do to bring them into my students. Musically yours, Mr. Raker. Now, I can't play the whole thing, but here is a small edit from the huge file that was sent, and it is awesome. Here it goes.
Pass my down, and here we go.
That's awesome.
Who has a penny? Have the penny. Let's go down, and here we go.
Nickel and a dime and a quarter and a penny. Nickel and a dime and a quarter and a penny. Nickel and a dime and a quarter and a penny. That's a lot of cash.
Isn't that amazing? Oh, I loved it.
I don't know. That's a jewel in your crown, man.
I just, oh, it makes my day so well. So what it is, it's a game. They stand in a circle and he hands out plastic coins to each of them. They're oversized plastic coins and, or not each of them, but you know, four of them. And, there's a nickel and a dime, a quarter and a penny, and they sing their part. Who has the penny? I have the penny. And then he goes, pass it on down, and here we go. Nickel and a dime. And so that was hard to make out, but I listened enough, yeah. And I asked him about it. I'm like, is this how you play the game? And so they would pass the coin down, and each kid gets a turn to say the quarter, dime, nickel, and penny parts. And that was just amazing.
That is so cool.
Hopefully that counteracts four dead chickens a little bit.
It does. It trumps the chickens.
I don't know. That's pretty sad. It's pretty sad.
It makes my day.
Good.
It makes my day above what the dead chickens did.
Gosh. Yeah. All right. Real quick, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
All right, it is now time for us to do some featured stories. Is there anybody going to listen to my story? Oh, before we begin, I have to tell you, I'm wearing the coolest hat I've ever worn in my entire life. It is a That Story Show embroidered cap. It is a 100% cotton twill, washed twill. Yes. It is a pre-bent plastic visor.
It yes.
has 12,000 stitches, 4 colors Ooh. On in the embroidery. It is amazing, and I am giving one away to every patron, no matter what level. No, wait. Let me finish my sentence. I'm giving away to every patron who in their career has given $100 or more. I'm shipping those out. That. Last count, there were 54. So if you are a patron and you've given at least $100, and I'll be flexible if it's like 96 or something stupid like that, then you're getting one in the mail. I ordered the poly bags. I got the labels getting printed. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, man.
If you've given, and if you're on Patreon, then you know that if you've given between a certain amount and a certain amount, like 50 and 80, you get a 50% discount, and everybody else that's a patron gets a 20% discount. So patrons already know that because I sent it out today. And then, so keep your ears on, because we are going to be selling these. It's a one-time, you know, limited time offer, because I'll only have about 50 left over. Actually, about 45, 46 maybe, because I'm going to send one to John. So that's one less. And then I'm going to keep a couple because I want to wear this one out. And anyway, I work at a hat company. I could not get hats, you know?
Right.
So I'm
and you thrilled. Designed it too. You didn't have to send that over to some guy to get that done. You just, I
did it myself.
I got this.
It was so fun. And 100 hats are heavy. They're heavy.
Yeah.
So become a patron. There's all kinds of perks and stuff like that. Matter of fact, if you become a patron, you could buy a hat and save money on it. So, you know, just something to think about. Anyway, then we got some middle school drama of the week.
Move out of the way, stupid.
All right, middle school drama of the week from Lydia E. Hi, James and John. This story took place at the dinner table. I was drinking water and eating my spaghetti. Not at the same time, of course, lols. But my brother said to me, I am eating a lot of hamburger. I am not eating hamburger, but hamburgetti. And I spit a little water out since I could not stop laughing. Hope it makes it on the show. Can you play the middle school drama song? Yes, we already did that. But anyway, the old bell's back. Everybody pooped their pants about the old bell. We want the old bell. So you get the old freaking bell. We were used to that bell. We don't like change. Who moved my cheese? So, you know. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that book from a few years back, like a decade ago?
Who moved the cheese?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or something. Who cut the cheese? I don't. They did something with cheese. I remember that.
and they got upset. Yeah, now they're going to complain about the intro lady. That's what
rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
They're going to be like, it's different. I don't like it. I like the new bell. What's going on? You know. So yeah, nobody liked the new logo either, but it looks good on a hat. I'm gonna tell you what
it does. Well, that's what I never not liked.
That's what made me change it. Is it wasn't embroiderable. There was no way.
Ah, yeah.
So I updated it and made it cool. The hats are $25 full price plus shipping, and I think shipping is less than $6. I'm not sure what shipping is yet. I haven't weighed it and all that. Mm. But yeah,
I haven't shipped one. Ship
yeah, and there yet. And like I said, there's lots of ways for you to save money on the hat. But yeah, they weren't bad. I was very very excited about the price. I had no idea how much hats went for, but you know, you work for the company, you get a discount. So anyway,
that's nice.
Read us the story, John.
I will, but first I want to tell you about this. Speaking of bells and change, yeah. I got asked to change the high school bell. Oh. So I control like all the systems and stuff at the school here.
Yeah.
And they haven't picked out a new sound yet, but I recommended the toilet flushing and they didn't bite that
one. They didn't go for that. So it's a digital bell. Yeah. It's like a speaker.
It is.
Man,
we
had bells. Yeah. We had literal bells when we were in school.
And yeah. I could play that sound. It's just a wave file.
Yeah.
But right now it's just kind of like a boop, and that's boring.
Yeah.
Middle school has this really cool sound. It's like a harp kind of broom, bring, bring. They probably all hate it by now, but you know what? I don't care. Let me tell you a story about from Jeremy Shields, okay? This is called Hate Haze. Hate Haze. Jeremy says, I was getting some water out of our water cooler at the unnamed TV station that I work at. And then that's when I felt the urge. So I let it rip, as it were, rather loudly because no one was around in the hallway.
Yeah,
I thought I was in the clear until our 5 p.m. news anchor rounded the corner. I'm pretty sure my face went red as I apologized to her as she walked through the invisible cloud.
You can't take ownership.
Yeah, she walked through the invisible cloud before I could think how to warn her without embarrassing myself. She stopped at the studio door, looked back at me, clearly having gotten a whiff. I hate you, she said. She didn't mean it, I think.
Yeah.
Jeremy Shields.
Oh, man.
And you know, those news anchors are always, you know, prettied up and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
You probably melted all of her makeup off and her hair just.
See, I have.
Thanks, Jeremy.
I work in an office very close to another individual named Jamie. And he's a very cool guy. But I just don't even know how to say it. For the last 2 days, I've had some gas. Just the last 2 days, and I can get it out silently. It's not an issue. I'm a master at it, but the reek is something horrible, and I get embarrassed. So I get up and I walk out of our office into the main office where all the millennials work, and I just crop dust them.
You got.
Because they're out there 90% of the time talking about the stupidest stuff. I shouldn't say this because some of them might listen to the show. I just realized I'm going to get in trouble. But they're younger, so the stuff they talk about seems stupid to me. Like today I heard one of them say, you know...
Hey, Pokemon Go is the greatest game ever, man.
Multiplayer games just beat the heck out of single player games, dude. These multiplayer is awesome. I'm like, no, they're not! Those play to serve games that never end, that never have an ending, that just, you know, trail you along and take your money. Those aren't games. Oh, anyway,
those aren't games. Those are paid subscriptions is what they are.
Thank you. Yeah. You never get a sense of accomplishment. There's always something to grind for. There's always something new to get. Anyway, this story is called Games and Names from MEH. Our son, Ollie, was about 2.5 when this took place. My husband and I we tend to be a bit sarcastic at times, even in name calling. So my husband was riling Ollie up picking at him as dads do, calling him names and roughhousing. And my husband acted like he put a booger in his hair. He acted the whole thing out pretty convincingly too, putting his finger by his nose, acted like he really had a big one, and then proceeded to wipe it in Ollie's hair.
Oh,
Ollie was having none of this. He got super red faced, and with his little heart was just full of fierce indignation. He mustered up the worst thing he could possibly think to call his daddy. You are a genius! He tried to wallop him with his tiny fists of fury. You genius, 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 you're a genius, dad! He was so mad, and he really thought he was giving his dad what for.
Yeah, that's good.
But dad was finally able to calm him down and tell him there was no booger, and he was a... after he was able to quit laughing. So
there's no booger, I'm still a genius, right?
I'm still a genius. That was the nicest thing you've ever screamed at me. So you're freaking genius.
You genius. You
genius. You know?
Oh man.
Well, and that comes from the sarcasm, because the parents are talking to each other. You're a genius. And he's taking it literally. Genius is a bad thing. So, you know,
that was real genius.
Yeah. Good one, genius. I've shortened it in my house. I call him Gene. I just say, hey, Gene. Good one, Gene. Yeah. All right, Gene. I'll do it, Gene.
I like that.
Yeah. Just short for genius. You don't have to say the whole thing. You know, I'm from the South ultimately. And even though I don't still have my accent, I still like to say as little as possible and use my mouth as little as possible. So.
That's why I leave some word out.
I leave out word.
Use many word when few word do fine.
Few word do fine.
So. Okay. I got a story here from Cassia Brown, all the way up in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada.
Sweet.
Love our Canadian listeners there, eh?
Hey.
This is wet and upset. Cassia says, I was 9 and it was my second year of playing softball. Our practices were usually an hour and a half long, and it was one of the first practices of the season. About 15 minutes into the practice, I realized I had to go pee.
Whoops.
I knew that the restrooms were closed because they're only open during games. So my huge 9-year-old brain decided not to tell my coach that I had to go to the bathroom. So I decided to hold it. But we were about an hour into practice, and I really had to go, like really all caps, really had to go.
Really?
I was holding it in as best as I could, but then the water gates opened. No. And once I was going, I couldn't stop. The pee soaked my pants. It made a puddle on my shoes.
Oh, gosh.
I kicked some dirt into the puddle, hoping that nobody would notice. Luckily, I was wearing dark blue pants, so I wasn't super noticeable, I hope. But it gets worse. My shoe got untied, and as I was running, and since I had batting gloves on, one of my male coaches offered to tie it for me. I was stuck, and there was nothing I could do, so I let him tie my shoe. He bent down and tied my stinking wet shoe. I was praying he wouldn't notice, but I'm sure he did. But he didn't say anything, so I didn't say anything. After practice, I was so waiting nasty. By the closed bathroom, but I realized it wasn't closed. It wasn't closed.
Oh, gosh.
I just thought it was closed, and I could have gone to the bathroom the whole time.
The whole thing.
Anyways, that's my most embarrassing moment. I hope it wasn't too gross.
So gross.
Also, just so you know, I'm 14. Thanks for putting on the show. Bye.
So you didn't commit suicide after that. I'm assuming your name is
Caspia Brown.
Caspia. Oh, my gosh. That poor coach. That's what made me laugh so dang hard.
Like, you know, because he wrapped his fingers around that. That
and when he pulled, he squeezed tight, out the juice.
He's like squeezing out the thing. Like, what is this? Where's the water puddle in this field?
You can smell urine from a mile away, you know. And as soon as he got down there, before he even touched, he's like, oh, God.
What have I done?
I'm already in too deep. I can't stop now. And poor Cassie is like, yes, you can't stop now. You have to tie my shoe. I wanted to tell you no, but I can't.
I couldn't.
There's two people locked in an uncomfortable situation, and it's magic. It's magic.
Oh, that was a great story, Cassia.
Thank you, Cassia.
Did you get a new nickname?
Cassia, when you finished Cassiopeia. That
season? Cassiopeia. Cassiopeia Brown.
All right, this one's called Fuzzy Fear from Emma Smalley from Lehigh, Utah. I was at school, and our school's on a hill. Well, it's more of a mountainish thing, but there's always a lot of animals around the area. And I was in PE, and we were playing baseball, and we were having a good time. The weather was great. It was a good day. My friend, we'll call her Jane, was also in the class, and we were standing in the middle of the field waiting till the ball came. And Jane looked down and noticed there was a big fuzzy gray thing just sitting on her foot. But she didn't think it was a big deal. She just thought it was grass or something, so she kicked it off and went back to playing baseball. In a little while, she forgot about the gray thing until movement caught her eye. She looked down, and the big fuzzy thing was crawling towards her, and it was a big spider.
Oh, big spider.
He was coming back. I don't like things walking towards me that are scary, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't like anything coming towards me. Like, I did scuba diving. What do you call it? With the snorkel?
Snorkeling.
Yeah, that's the name of it, of course, because I'm an idiot. So I was snorkeling, and fish started to come toward me, and I would scream underwater. Yeah, that's exactly right. You sound like an idiot trying to play a trumpet underwater. It's just terrible. And the fish don't care. They'll just flap their little flippers on your freaking stomach, and they don't care.
Oh, look at that guy. And I'm going to come over and swim next to him.
My daughter has the same problem. She screams whenever things try to get her. I mean, and when I say I don't like things walking towards me, I don't like anything coming at me with a purpose. A spider, a fluffy penguin. If a penguin came at me with a purpose, I would run. It doesn't have to be a bear or a tiger. It could be anything. And I'm running away. I'm running away. It could be a little girl. It could be a little girl coming at me with a purpose. And I'm like, what's she up to? She knows something. She's going to do something bad. I got to get away. So
I'm rutted.
Yeah. Yeah. If she's not smiling or anything, I'm not talking about a smiling girl, like a girl I know. I'm not going to get freaked out for something stupid. But seriously, if I was like at Publix and I was just walking down the aisle and this girl's at the end of the aisle and she's got this little fancy dress on, like something from The Shining, and she just starts walking towards me, I'm going to be like, can anybody else see her? Because
can you see that?
Can you see her coming this way? It's like the smile
she's
demon
got
or something.
Purpose.
Yeah. So anyway, she screamed and ran away from the spider. Now you see, I'm in the middle of an all-girls PE class. So as soon as all the girls realize that a giant wolf spider, a spider that's a little smaller than a hand, was crawling around on the field, they all huddled around it and started screaming whenever it moved. Of course, we have to get close to it, but not too close. We have to get close enough to be scared, but not too close. Of course, there were some weird girls who were just saying, "Aw, it's so cute." Amen.
Weird.
Those are the weird girls. We were all screaming, "Kill it, please! Somebody kill it!" So finally, a girl stomped on it and killed it. Man, that's a spongy accident right there. Later in the changing room, I was talking with her, and she was like, "Yeah, when I stepped on the spider, I could feel it crunch. It was nasty." I hope you like the story. Bye. I think this one falls in this category.
Dang it. Move out of the way, stupid.
Thanks, Emma, for your middle school drama. We appreciate it. We had enough to go around today. So,
yeah.
Yeah, spiders on your shoe. Man, no.
It was on her shoe, and she kicked it off, and it came back for her.
Oh,
how would a spider do that?
That spider has the death penalty coming. I'm sorry. You know? It's like your wildlife, whatever ate your chickens probably needs to go to heaven.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Cause how are you going to get more chickens now? They're going
to
die.
I know, because I'd have to keep them locked up in a cage, and that's not how chickens are supposed to live.
Well,
so I'm going to have to take care of
it. I disagree. I think chickens should be all crammed together in tiny cages.
Yes, they produce really good eggs that way, don't they?
Well, and I just don't want to eat a chicken that had a dream, you know. I want a chicken who's ready to go. It's like, Yes, kill me, please. My life has been Hades.
I can't stand it any longer in this box. Let's set me free.
Gosh. I don't want a chicken that just had a whole wonderful life and just wanted to die of old age, you know? Chicken that had a name, you know? I need chicken number 1,010. You know, they're a breed of chicken where their mortality rate is 100%, you know? They shouldn't... They're going to die, every one of them.
Yeah. Okay. So I bet you when that stupid raccoon or whatever was that visited their coop, he pointed up at that rooster and said, "You're next.
Oh,
you're next." That's a throw. That was
two
terrible.
Two okay. Raccoons came at him together and they had little forks and they went clink and then they ate the chicken.
They might have those jerks. I'm going to clink them with it, and they're going to get lead poisoning. Okay, that's a country joke. I got a story here from Kathy Kemp, the retired snipe huntress, and all the way up in Seattle, Washington.
Awesome.
This is the hunt stunt. This is a little bit of an epic story here, so I hope you're ready. Put on your listening hat or whatever it is that people put on when
grab that listening hat, ladies and gentlemen. They're $25. They say that story show in the front.
For all of our future listeners, if you've got your that story show hat,
put it on
right now. This is a time.
It's listening hat time. Here, let me see if I have a sound for it. I don't have a sound. So okay. We'll just play this.
One of the many tools of the devil.
Okay. I wish I had a great voice like Morgan Freeman or something I could read this in, but I don't. So, I'll just read it with my own. I grew up in the Pacific Northwest, and one of my family's favorite activities was camping. My dad was a great big planner. Sorry, I just had to do that. He loved to organize anything. So half the fun for him was making lists, gathering all the equipment, and even going to the extent of setting up the family tent in the backyard and getting it all cleaned up inside and out.
Dang.
So I don't. Yeah, he's Mr. Dad.
Every
Mr.
time I went camping, the tent smelled like mildew. Nobody was cleaning out my tent. That's nice.
That's because it's Florida. You pack your tent, or Florida, Georgia, it's wet. Pack your tent a little bit damp, and that's what you get.
That's true.
All of our Royal Ranger tents smell like stinky boys. So. Anyway, so I didn't think it strange at all when he told my brothers and me that he had an activity planned for our camping trip in Astoria, Oregon. He was going to send us on a little snipe hunt on the beach there near our campsite. Mm. My dad, my loving dad, being the eternal planner, had my older brother help him make a net to catch the snipe in, which consisted of the two of them nailing some kind of bag to the end of a long pole. My dad also made sure we took along a block of wood and a good strong stick so that during the snipe hunt, one of us could bang the stick on the block of wood to attract the snipe.
So terrible. Dad. I was sent on a snipe hunt. This is terrible.
Yeah. Well, let's keep going. My older brother was so looking forward to this adventure that he actually looked up what a snipe was in the encyclopedia, because this was before the internet.
World Book Encyclopedia. All we got,
yeah, go in the Encyclopedia Britannica. You had to go under the S volume and find snipe. All we got from my dad when we asked him what a snipe was a very fuzzy, not understandable definition. So, jumping ahead to said camping trip, one of our first evenings in Astoria, my two brothers and I were handed the hunting tools. My older brother took control of the net. I was handed the two pieces of wood to bang together to attract the snipes, and my younger brother was encouraged to call for the snipe loudly as we walked along the beach. Dumb idea. But as the only girl in the family, I was used to going along with whatever the dumb guy ideas were. But I digress. So on our way to the beach, which was only a block or two away, and with our parents well behind but within sight, we made our way to the beach. Our car filled with young people pulled up alongside of us and asked my older brother what that big net was for. My older brother proudly announced, "We are going on a snipe hunt." Probably didn't say it like that, but that's how I imagine it.
Yeah.
So the person that asked my brother then got this big smile on his face. He said, oh, okay, and pulled away. Right then, I got a funny feeling that something wasn't right about this.
Something ain't right.
But I still really hadn't put two and two together, or that these same two parents that suggested the snipe hunt had pulled the wool over my eyes about Santa Claus just a few years before. A short time later, we were walking along the beach, my older brother carrying the makeshift net, clanging sticks together with younger brother trailing behind and my parents even further behind. And as time went on, and no snipes were to be had, my older brother blamed me. He claimed I wasn't banging the sticks together properly.
You're not doing it right.
I wasn't the most enthusiastic stick banger. So he took them away. And then he did the stick banging while I held the dumb net. We never caught anything, and I don't remember how long it took us to catch on. But in the end, all I remember about that stinking camping trip was that stupid snipe hunt. Sincerely, Kathy Kempf.
Thank you, Kathy Kempf. You're amazing. Thank you so much.
Yes.
All right.
And for those of you who don't know, just so we can save you the future embarrassment, there's no such thing as a snipe. It's just a wild goose chase that they send you on so that you look silly in front of everybody else.
And adult men love to do it to children. That's just, it's what they live for. And it's a terrible thing. Anyway, we got one more story for you today. This is called Weird Warning from Steven in Alabama. Many years ago, when I was a little kid, we had some real trashy neighbors. Well, just lay it out. Why don't you?
That's okay.
Thanks for reading my story. Hope it makes it on the show.
That's it. We just had some real trashy neighbors. They were terrible.
They lived in a rural. I can't even talk. They lived in a rural area. Man, that's hard to say. Rural.
You know what else is hard to say?
Juror.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
It's really hard.
Try to say rural juror.
Rural. Rural Georgia.
No, juror. Like a juror in a...
Rural juror? That is really hard. You're next.
I lived in a rural area outside of Montgomery, Alabama that was extremely redneck. Think dirt roads, trailers, and old toilets used as lawn decor. John's starting to get upset.
He just described my neighborhood. Come on, man.
Our house was nice for the area, and I don't really consider myself redneck. However, my wife would disagree. That being said, our neighbors were the perfect picture of redneck. The dad even had a mullet. Our property backed up to a rather large pond that we shared with our neighbors on both sides. Well, one hot summer day, this father of two was outside fishing in our pond with his buddies. And each of them had a beer in one hand and a cigarette in the other. Well,
how are they fishing?
Yeah, I know.
How are they holding the pole?
They got big old toes, finger toes, man. Well, after the day of drinking for hours and who knows how many packs of cigarettes, this fine gentleman strolled up to our back door, rang the doorbell, and then in the most southern redneck accent you can imagine and chuckling, he said, "Hey, man, your yard's on fire." And was his yard on fire? No. Did he call the fire department? No. Did he help put out the fire? No. Did he tell us immediately once the fire started? No. He waited for the flames to become out of control and make it halfway to our house. My dad called the fire department and immediately went outside to try to extinguish the blaze. I have vivid memories of watching out of my living room window as my mother and father were using every resource we had to put out the fire. And fortunately for us, the fire department was less than a mile down the road from us, and they were able to get there quickly to save the day. Where was the genius that had started the fire? Him and his buddies had called it a day and gone inside. Yeah, they at least they came and told him. You know?
Genius. Genius, neighbor. Genius.
So as I said, I was super young, so I'm not sure of the financial and legal ramifications that took place after the fact. But I do know that just a few years later, the sheriff showed up on their front doorstep and arrested that man. And shortly after that, the family moved out and we got new neighbors. And they were the best neighbors you could ask for. Thanks for reading, guys. Steven from Alabama. Well, it's a story about neighbors, really. You know?
Neighborly love.
Trashy neighbors.
At least he told them there was a fire, right?
It begins with trashy neighbors and it ends with the best neighbors you could ask for. And everything's happy. It's great.
Hey, mate, I just want to tell y'all your backyard's on fire. Maybe front yard too. I don't know.
He's got a cigarette just hanging off his lip. I don't know how it happened. I don't know how it started. But we've been
trying to put it out, but my beer's empty, so I can't do it.
We've been watching it for a while for y'all, but it's literally out of control now. And I figured if y'all weren't going to do anything, you're just going to sit on your butt in your house, and I needed to come and tell you about it because you need to be a responsible homeowner. Okay,
that's right.
So. Mm-hmm. So work.
All right.
Maybe you should call 911. That is a maybe. 9 and a 1 and a 1. So anyway,
that's it. The one at the end of the numbers and the one at the beginning.
That's right.
Them.
That's right. It's time for us to figure out who is winning the funny story. So let's talk about it. All right. So every story always, you know, it's so hard to pick.
Always.
Fuzzy Fear was cute. Games and Names is definitely a contender.
Yeah.
Hate Haze was great.
Hate Haze.
Thanks, Jeremy, yep. for sending that in.
Thanks for letting that one go. Next time, get it on video. You would have been a...
Oh, man. The clip of the week. We always love our middle school drama. So always, middle schoolers, send in your stuff. You know, we love to read what's going on in your world. You know, so, but I think today for me anyway, the one that had me laughing the hardest was that poor guy having to tie the shoe of the girl.
Peter Pan laces. Yes, I will back you up on that one there, James.
All right, Cassia Brown, you are our first winner that has been under the age of 18. So we need you to contact your folks. And have them email us from
right.
and we'll work it out. And we got to PayPal the $50 to your folks, and hopefully they'll share it with you. So,
yeah, maybe, yeah. maybe not.
We just never know with these things. We just do our best. We do our best. Well, we appreciate all of you guys. You guys are awesome.
Yes.
I wanted to say, Jeanette H became a $5 patron this week, and Brandon became a $3 a month patron. Support us for swag, ad-free listening, and weekly bonus content at support.thatstory.show. Remember that. It's so cool. Support.thatstory.show. It's so great.
Man, sounds like a full sentence.
Surely you have a funny life story. You want to hear it on the show. Maybe win $50. Submit your story at thatstory.show. Review the show on iTunes because it helps. And thanks to our patrons for your support, with special thanks to our producers, James Spangler, Carrie Wright, and Christopher Tynan. Support the work we do and get more from your favorite podcast today at patreon.com/thatstoryshow. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed. Just think, hey, this belongs on That Story Show. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Hopefully. Bye. Yeah.
I hope the bathrooms over there aren't locked because I really gotta go.
You gotta go. Yeah. Well, I think they are. I don't know for sure, but I do know this. You shouldn't go over there and check. You should just hold it.
I can hold it for an hour and a half. That's easy.
Yeah.
Easy peasy. Oh, that was bad. Sorry.
It's all right. Easy. Sorry. I tell you, I like stories about or jokes about steaks.
No, what do you like about them?
They're well done. I like them if they're well done. So.
Oh, that's rare.
Oh! I threw that one in here.
This show is part of the Nobody's Listening podcast community. Get more at nlcast.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.